This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Macca. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Good morning, it's Saturday the 9th of November and welcome to Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca and it is 12 degrees heading for a high of 15. Big show today. Tass, my co-host, good morning Tass.
Good morning Macca.
And Neil Mitchell of 3RW is also our co-host this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Macca. Tass, morning.
Good morning.
How are you both? Good?
Apart from losing my voice, this could be an interesting couple of hours.
It could be the quietest you've ever been on radio. We have a big show today. Coming up shortly, David Davis, the Shadow Minister for Equality, Public Transport, Federal State Relations.
If you were his parents, would you have called him David?
Yeah, I know, David. Yeah, it's
no, I wouldn't.
It's like Bruce Brewston or something.
Yeah. Or a John John.
It is, yeah.
Or a Neil Neils.
Yeah. And
oh, he sorted that out.
Yeah, that's right.
He so, just arrived. I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, he's out there. So
I wonder what his middle name's David.
Yeah.
David Davis.
It could be. We're going to have to ask him.
Does he know Granny?
Granny.
Do you remember Granny Davis?
I do.
Do you have a middle name, Neil?
No. My father was too much of a hurry to register me for the MCC
and forgot.
No, he didn't have one. And he went and told my mother, and she said, I want a middle name. He says, too late. He's on the MCC list.
Macca, do you have a middle name?
I have two.
Right.
David John Fletcher McCarthy.
After Fletcher Christian?
Yes. Correct.
I actually don't have a middle name. I have adopted Tass as my middle name because it's actually an abbreviation of my full name,
yes,
which is Anastasios.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have a middle name? You're on the MCC list as well.
No. It's just not a Greek thing to do.
Yes.
I mean, theoretically, I'm meant to be called Tass, the son of Steve Musaferiadis. So Steve should be my middle name, which is Dad's name.
Right.
But it's actually not. It's Stylianos. So could you imagine being called Anastasios Stylianos Musaferiadis?
It's a lot of vowels.
Yeah.
So, look, it's been an interesting week. So we've got David.
Really, Macca?
Really? Other people that are coming in.
It has been interesting.
Poor old
That's
Sally.
Right. Now, I wanted to again talk about, just briefly, Victoria Police and the raid on the safe medically supervised injecting facility.
Be very careful, Macca.
What?
Well, we got a bit of flack last week.
Did we? Well, I know the
And Lord. Charges have been laid.
That's right. Yeah. The media that attended, a number of the media that attended, knew the names of the people to be arrested. That's my information. It's good information. It's from a number of sources. One of them, Victoria Police. So, guys, you need to come clean. Why did you tell the media? And if the media, how do the media know? Have they got a Ouija board?
But we had a phone call just before the raids that there was an aggravated burglar in the area and a guy was being chased and all sorts of things. After that happened, the TV stations rang us and said, where is it? We told them and they all rushed down there. Is that not perhaps why they were there?
But there were others that were already there, Neil.
Were there?
Yeah.
It was very close to the time.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Victoria Police are staying with their denial. Sorry, guys, I don't believe you. Now, the other thing that actually has come to light in the last week, leadership tensions in Parliament, Victorian Parliament. So there's something going on in the government.
Oh, right.
I'll get to the opposition in a minute. There's something going on in the government. I don't know what it is, but there's a bit of nervousness and awkwardness, and I smell leadership ructions, Neil. But
there is something interesting in the government, and there was a column in the Herald Sun about it this week, which made a lot of... It was the Herald Sun or the Age?
No, the Age, actually. The Age, I didn't read the Herald Sun, so it must have been the Age.
There was a lot of sense to it. They've suddenly gone... Andrews has suddenly gone after Michael O'Brien savagely. He wouldn't mention Matthew Guy's name, but he's going after Michael O'Brien.
Apparently, they used all of question time attacking him.
To needle him. Mm. Why? I find it impossible to believe that anybody would take Andrews on. I can't see why they would.
Well, the Age article said that there was something going on, but they actually didn't know what
it was.
That's
right.
So I thought, hello, what are you saying?
Yeah, just a few I've spoken to. There's a bit of nervousness and they're preoccupied with
something. 3 years to go.
And my sense is that they're just making it up.
No, possibly.
Who, the Age?
Stirring away.
Channel 9 media, Neil?
That's right. Channel 9 newspapers. On Channel 9 radio.
That's right.
Sometimes the media like to do those.
Examples? I'm waiting.
I don't have any. This might be one.
A bit of a puzzled look. Now, the other one was, and this one, I've heard from a number of sources, that within the Liberal Party, the Victorian Liberal Party, the opposition, that there's a move to replace Michael O'Brien.
Mm.
And... it's ironic that our next guest is
listening.
Is actually outside.
You think it's David Davis?
That's my information, and that he wants to move to the lower house, and there's a particular seat he has in mind, which is the seat of Bulleen.
Matthew Guy's seat.
But Matthew's, I don't think Matthew's moving. But also, a number of Liberal Party sources have told me. There is no better numbers man in the Parliamentary Liberal Party in Victoria than David Davis.
David's out there waving his hand.
He's waving. he's looking very calm, actually.
It's all right, David. Nobody's listening.
Yeah. So anyway, we want to talk to David about that a bit later in the show. But some other issues we want to talk to David about. But my information is it's a very, very live.
Well, come on, mate.
Challenge.
So
what do you know?
Bobby's gone. And David Davis is in. Is he? Is that
well,
it?
If Matthew Guy goes, then someone needs to fill that seat.
And they wouldn't bring back John Pesciuto.
John's interesting. John would like to come back into Parliament.
He'll just get Burwood back or Hawthorne.
He'll go back. Yeah, I'd say he'd take Hawthorne.
He'll
back.
Just get Hawthorne or Burwood
I want to make
back.
A point. And I course, know none of this.
No,
neither do I.
Neither does any credible journalist.
So you're making all this up, Macca?
Yeah, that's what you said a minute ago. He's making it up.
That's right. Yep. I could actually show you the SMSs, Neil.
Okay.
Oh, you've got some evidence, have you, Macca?
I've got some evidence from.
You've got some moles somewhere along. I've been feeding you some information.
I've got moles everywhere.
Okay, we want to see who, where, and when.
I'll show you.
Who said that?
I'll show you, but you can't say the names.
Who said that, Macca? Hmm? Whom, where, and when?
I tell you who said it. It was...
No, it wasn't. It was Margaret Thatcher.
That's right. She said, who said
whom,
that? Where did they say?
And when.
When did
Is
they
whom
say?
Correct? I would have thought it was who.
The British.
With whom.
British.
Yeah.
British.
Yeah.
They have a different
But they
approach.
Invented the language.
That's right. They're the best ones to interpret it. So you, what do you reckon? Do you reckon?
First off, no. Look, there've been some grizzling around both parties, but that's not unusual.
I've
got no idea whether it's serious or not.
We've tried on a number of occasions to get Michael O'Brien on the show.
Yeah, he won't come.
No, he's coming on in December, I think, Fiona. But originally, a month ago, we were told he wasn't available on a Saturday morning until January.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, busy.
Yeah, he's busy talking to you.
Not on a Saturday morning.
No. So, David Davis is very gracious. David actually came in 2 weeks ago. The date got confused and he was ready to go 2 weeks ago. And I'm glad you come in today, David, because now I've got this, all these questions I want to ask you.
We have a question for you, Neil, from one of our listeners.
Yep.
Did you see any interesting shenanigans at the Melbourne Cup? Any drunken politicians or celebrities?
I'm sure there were, but I didn't go. I hate it.
Melbourne Cup. Oh, it's not my thing.
It's awful. Yeah. I went for years. But the real reason I don't go is they banned me.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, the VRC some years ago, I told a pile of jockey jokes on air, you know, about handbrakes and things like that. And they didn't like it, so they banned me and threw 3OW off course.
Oh.
And I said, well, that's it. I'm not going back till I get an apology. Happily, I haven't really had an apology because I don't want to go back. I don't like the Melbourne Cup at all.
Well, I don't blame you.
I think it's, no, it's not about, I like horse racing, but it's not about horse racing. Well, it's about like a bunch of bozos getting tanked.
Well, I just don't like
that's
the whole
celebrity,
thing. I just don't like the whole thing. I don't guess watching horses running around the paddock and getting drunk. It just does not do it for
and
me.
And being whipped while they do it.
And also wasting your money on, you know, gambling, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.